let June the 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day.
I think the country requires fresh leadership.
The option of a second referendum must be on the table.
32 council areas, every single one of them voting to remain in the EU.
It's been 365 days since we went to the polls for the EU referendum. The UK voted to leave by 52% to 48%, though as we know, Scotland voted to remain. I've been speaking to Scots living in Brussels who remain worried about whether or not they can stay. Rosie Cook's originally from Aberdeen.
I just had a baby just after the Brexit results, so I'm worried about where I'm going to live, being together with my family, and what my future holds, where I'll have the ability to live.
Expat David Lamb says many Brits have already had to take the decision to leave.
Many of them without a clear path of what's happening with regard to UK citizens living in the EU have justifiably and rightly decided that they, you know, might want job security.
Prime Minister Theresa May last night outlined her plans for the issue of expats' rights. German member of the European Parliament, David McAllister, who had a Scottish dad, told me a firm deal on that needs to be reached as soon as possible.
People and businesses need clarity as soon as possible. That's why the European Parliament has been very vocal on this question. The 3.2 million EU citizens living in the UK and the more than 1 million British citizens living in the EU27 need clarity about their future status sooner than later.
Outgoing Scottish Conservative MEP Ian Duncan recognises EU nationals play a big role in our society.
In Scotland, there's a strong dependency upon Europeans who work inside the Scottish economy, whether it be inside the rural economy in farms, whether it be working inside the fishing industry.
Marking this one-year point today, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon will be at the Royal Highland Show, highlighting the importance of EU workers to the farming sector here. And Westminster's Environment Secretary Michael Gove's due in Peterhead. He says he wants to hear from fishermen about their priorities ahead of Brexit.